Loud 1023 here with Beth Scheller. She is the COO and Central Y Executive Director of the YMCA of Youngstown. Beth, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Gabe. Glad to be here.
Are you really glad to be here?
I am so happy to be here.
I love it.
This is the coolest studio ever.
Well, thank you for that. I will take that, and now it's recorded, so we know that. Beth, a lot of stuff going on at the Central Y here downtown in Youngstown. More than we could probably ever get to in just this singular conversation. So people will have to keep listening for further conversations with yourself and other great Y team members. But you guys have a lot of big things coming up here in the next few weeks and the next few months that really will help a lot of families here in Youngstown enrich, you know, not only their days, but also, you know, take care of their kids and do all kinds of other things. So why don't we dive into a few of those things?
Well, two of the things for kids that we have coming up, we have an after school program that meets after school from 4 to 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. where we pick up kids if they're in Youngstown City Schools. We have a bus that goes to the school and picks them up and brings them to the Y, and then parents can pick them up at 7. But they get to swim. They get to do Legos. They get to do esports. They get to play basketball. We help them with their homework. It's a great opportunity for kids who need a little extra help or supervision. If parents are working late or parents want them to have some activities, it's an awesome program.
And I really love that you mentioned that you help them with their homework too. I was a latchkey kid for most of my life. So it was come home, blow off homework, watch TV, eat, play video game, do literally everything you're talking about, minus having the homework. And part of that was because with nobody home, who do you ask? And I grew up in the dark ages, so the internet wasn't really a thing. It was very hard to access what you needed. How important is it for the Y that you guys continue to offer that educational support? I mean, and I'm sure parents obviously love to know that they're not bringing kids home at, say, 7 o'clock, and they've still got an hour of homework to do. Now it's 8 o'clock. You know, they're not losing their whole night to that.
Right. Homework is second important because we feed them first.
Absolutely. So I love that.
After we get the after school snack in, we will help them with their homework. And we're not necessarily tutoring them, but
sure,
we're helping them get finished up. Our staff will ask if they have questions. And, you know, if they get stuck on something, we can help them out. And then that takes the burden off the parent. You know, coming home and having to get ready for dinner and get ready for bed and do all that stuff, that you're not worried about homework.
I love that. What's your favorite afternoon snack?
I don't think the kids like this.
That's okay.
I like those Lara bars that are like,
you just need a little burst of energy.
Yeah. They're like,
this is not an ad for Lara bars, by the way.
There's no wheat, there's no sugar. So, yeah, this is not an ad. It's not a plug, but, you know.
It's just because you're a fan.
They can grab. They like fruit, and they like junk food.
Anything. They like anything.
Honestly.
Anything with sugar.
We try to give them something healthy.
Sure. Goldfish, pretzels, fruit snacks, maybe.
Yeah.
Honestly, as long as it's in a little packet for me, I'm good. I don't care what's in it. So, you mentioned also another program. You guys have your big summer camp starting up here in the next couple months. I actually, when I was a child, went to YMCA day camp when I was living in California.
That's why you turned out good.
Well, I'd like to think so, and we got to do, I just remember doing so much fun stuff. I went in Southern California, so we went to Magic Mountain. We went to Knott's Berry Farm. We went to, you know, county fairs. We went to all kinds of stuff. It was very structured, and that's what I needed at that point, especially, as I said, my parents were at work all day. My mom worked an hour away. My dad was working an odd schedule at the time. So it wasn't Monday through Friday where, you know, he was consistently gone. And it just made life a lot easier for my parents. What kind of stuff do you guys do for, you know, these kids during your day camp programs?
We do all sorts of things. We get to go on field trips. So we're planning those field trips right now. So maybe places that they normally wouldn't get to go with their parents during the summer because parents are working. So every week we go on a field trip. We try to get a lot of out time space. So some green space. We go to the Davis Family YMCA and the kids get to go swimming outside there and play in the green space and walks to parks, to the library. Swimming is a very important part of day camp. We know that Drowning is the second leading cause of death for kids 14 and under, and it is our mission that we teach every child how to swim. That's one of our goals. So we make sure that kids in day camp are getting swimming lessons. They get to play in the pool every day, and that's one of the highlights. So that's important. At Central, we give kids breakfast, lunch, and snack, and we do some fun games in the gym. A lot of the kids love to play basketball. We have this new machine. I call it the Louie.
But
it's
okay.
It's this huge projector, and it's in one of our old racquetball courts, and it projects games on the wall. And so it might be a math game where it says, what's 3 plus 2? And then if you see a 5 flash, you got to throw the ball and hit it.
I love that.
And it does all sorts of things. So it's fun. It works with hand-eye coordination. It's helping kids remember their math facts and letters and get some energy out. So that's something that's new. It's our Louie.
Well, that's great.
Louie.
I love that it's nicknamed, but I think that's great because I'm sure a lot of parents worry that, you know, the summer lull, we already know that kids kind of, if they don't engage with education or learning, that they start to lose some of the skills that they've acquired over the last year. So for them to stay active mentally, I'm sure that's huge for parents.
Yeah. Reading loss, you know, we work on that. We love to read books to the kids, have them read, pick out books. So every day we're spending time reading books.
I love that. So you also have some other great programs coming on. You have the vaunted, as I was told, the oldest golf league in the county, but I was also told not to ask how old, just know that it's the oldest.
Don't fact check me,
okay,
but I think it's 98 years old this year.
Wow. Okay.
So it's a men's golf league and they play at Mill Creek Park, and looking for foursomes if people want to join. All of our information you can find on our website. It's ymcayo.org. And if you hear something that sparks your interest, jump on the website and there's a plethora of information for you.
Okay. And speaking of competitive things, the Community Cup is coming up.
It's coming back. Yes. We took a 2-year hiatus because of COVID. Mm-hmm. And so we're back. This will be our 33rd year. It's a great opportunity for businesses to do team building. You put your teams together and you compete with other local businesses. The YMCA has a team. So we're throwing that challenge out there to you.
Do you guys get real competitive too?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We are. We're competitive. So if you beat the Y team, you know, kudos to you. But, there's a big tug of war competition. We've got kickball. We have bocce. We have a scavenger hunt this year, basketball. We have a weight down program. So if you have a group of people that want some motivation to lose weight, it's a six-week program. They weigh in at the beginning. They come in every week and weigh in. And then the team that loses the most or the highest percentage is the winner. So,
okay.
It's a really great thing especially since companies have experienced so much isolation during COVID, to bring your team together, to have some local fun, meet some people from other businesses. And so we're throwing the challenge out there to come and try to beat the YMCA Community Cup team.
Wow. Okay. If you think that's your business, ymcayo.org to get more information on the Community Cup. And Beth, when we were talking earlier, you mentioned something about programs at the Y revolving around TANF benefits.
Right. We have partnered with Ohio Department of Jobs and Family Services, and we are one of their recipients for the TANF grant.
Okay.
So that means that families that qualify can take most of our YMCA programs at no cost to them. It's covered by a grant. And so this is a huge help to families. It's expensive to send your kid to summer camp every week. And we want everybody to have the opportunity to go, not just folks that can afford it. So if they qualify, there's applications on our website. There's a box that says TANF grant. If they qualify and are approved, they can participate in day camp, after school, swim lessons, Camp Fitch, a whole week at Sunny Camp Fitch in North Springfield, PA. That's one of our branches. So don't let money stop you from coming, because we've got opportunities for you to participate, even if it's a little too much for your pocketbook.
And along with that, you also do have the WISE scholarship program and things like that as well.
Yeah, we're in the middle of our annual campaign right now. We're raising money from our friends, from our community, to help support our community. We don't want to turn anyone away because they can't afford to pay for a membership and pay for programs. So we've got people out there hustling and bustling, trying to get help so that we can keep our doors open for everyone.
All right. I love that. And finally, before I let you go, Beth, Pay the Day is coming up, and that's today, the 18th.
Well, actually, it has been all month, but we have a joining fee to join the YMCA, and it's normally $90 for a family, $50 for an individual, $30 for a youth. But this month, it's Pay the Day. So if you come in today on the 18th of March, you only pay $18. So you can save as much as $75 if you stop in at either one of our locations, downtown Central YMCA on 17 North Champion Street, or the Davis Family YMCA in Boardman on McClurg Road.
All right. And if you need any more information about these great programs, ymcayo.org. Beth Scheller, the COO and Executive Director of the Downtown Y and the YMCA of Youngstown, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Gabe.